This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, everybody. It's Amy Newmark with today's Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast, and I have a special treat for you today. We have some really fabulous, powerful, compelling poems in our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. I'm speaking now. Black women share their truth in 101 stories of love, courage, and hope. Well, besides the 101 stories, we have 12 amazing poems in this book. And Sydney Ann Johnson is here today to read her poem, which is called Retail.
Hi, everyone. I'm so blessed by this opportunity, and I'm really excited to share my poem, Retail. After I'm done working for the man, when I'm done pretending for white America, I put back on my blackface and leave my mammy tendencies and forced compliments at the door. Till tomorrow, when I have to punch back in. They got me working for quarters, penny pinching so hard, I make Abe scream. I'm a slave to my bills. I guess that's why I'm working retail. That 40 acres and a mule would come in good now. My feet get sore and I thirst for something more, preferably in the field I went to school for. In between racks, I hide from white America. With my black face on, I can never wash off. But I can't stay forever because I have some transfers and putbacks. So much for a college grad. The new chains is loans. Sally Mae is my master, whipping up my phone. They said education was freedom, but equality means nothing. I'm still black with a degree. Got me contemplating that debate. Who was right, my boy W.E.B. Du Bois or Booker T?
That's fabulous, Sydney. Thank you so much. And you know, your poem was chosen from thousands of submissions that we got for our book. So it's our honor to publish it. How have you been reacting to having this book out with your poem in it?
It's a very big deal. I've been writing all my life. It's a big deal for me because my mom was one of my biggest encouragers and supporters. She's no longer with us, but I know she would be so, so happy to see what she always told me come to fruition. So it's a very happy time. I'm excited, and I'm excited to get my work out there so other Black people, Black women, and people of color know that you are not alone. And these experiences that we have, other people have them too. And something positive can come from things that we've been through.
I think that is fabulous. And I'm so glad that we've given everybody this place to share their stories. And I think this should have a really big impact on readers who are not people of color, because we all need to be educated. And poems like yours further that education. So thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So we were so honored to get a recorded performance of Lucelli Fitzpatrick's poem, which is called Seen and Heard, which is one of the dozen poems that's in Chicken Soup for the Soul. I'm speaking now. And she had already recorded this with music that she provided. And so I thought it sounded fabulous. We want to share it with you. It's a poem about Black girls being born to do whatever they want to do and live in light and spread light. And we started the poem with a quote from Amanda Gorman's The Hill We Climb. And the excerpt from her poem is, "For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." And now, without further ado, please listen to this amazing poem read to you by its author, Lucelli Fitzpatrick.
Seen and Heard by Dr. Lucelli Fitzpatrick. In my world, little Black girls are born to be seen and heard, to defy docility and look up and see themselves in the face of the moon, in the mystery, magic and mysticism of night, to climb trees and break glass ceilings, to open doors and walk in light and not shadows, because little Black girls are light. Little Black girls are light. Black girls are light. Girls are light. Are light.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.